I think maybe we'll try to see if we can give a special shift each of the Dalet Parshios. So this week is Parshas Zohar. So we'll try to speak a little bit about the mitzvah of Parshas Zohar. I'm going to start off. No, it's on. The first thing I come was the Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah, and Daf Yud Ches, that Kara Pela Yotza, the Mishnah, the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah that says that if you say the Megillah Baal Peh, so you're not Yotza, you have to read the Mitoch HaKsav. So it says the Gemara Menon, how do you know that you have to read the Megillah Mitoch HaKsav? Amar Rava Asi Zechir Zechir. Ksiv HaKav Ayama El Nisgarim. It says in the Megillah, these days are Nisgarim, so that's the Mokah for the bits of Kriyas of Megillah. So Ksiv HaSam Ksov Zolzi Karam Basefer. It says concerning Amalek, that Ksov Zolzi Karam Basefer, you have to write down the remembrance of the Maisa Amalek in the Sefer, in the cloth. So Malahalam Basefer, Afkan Basefer. Just as when it comes to Amalek, it has to be in the Sefer. So too for the mitzvah of Kriyas of Megillah, has to also be Mitoch HaKsefer. Or we might die Zechir HaKriyahi. How do you know that the word Zechir altogether means that you have to mention, that you have to speak about? Maybe Zechir is just to remember. That's what we say. Well, this Quran means just to remember. How do you know that it means to mention? Maybe it just means to think about. It says Gemara Lo Sakadai, it cannot be. Because it said, we have a drash, Braisa, which comments on the pasuk concerning Amalek. Zachar, the mitzvah is Zechir is Amalek. So Yachar Balev, I might think that one can fulfill the mitzvah of Zechir is Amalek just by thinking about it. I'm remembering. So can be since the Torah also says not to forget Amalek. So the Torah already told us that you have to remember Amalek. So just in the fact that the Torah says Lotishkach, that would require me Zechir Balev. So Hamani Mekayim Zachar. So Imkain, what's the additional meaning of Zachar? Must be the Teh. So when it comes to Zechir Samalek, clearly the mitzvah is the Peh. And since the Torah uses the phrase Zozi Karomba Sefer, and it uses the term Yom Na'il Nizgar V'Nasim by Kriyas HaMegillah, so you put the whole picture together, that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, you have to say the words, and you have to say the words Mitoch HaKsav. So even though the sugya here was not dealing primarily with the mitzvah of Zechir HaMalek, the Gemara was really dealing with the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, but you see in passing from this brisa that the mitzvah of Zechir HaMalek requires a Zechir B'Peh. It's not sufficient just to have just to avoid Shechas HaLev. So there is a fundamental, very basic machlokes that we've shown him how to understand what this is all about. The fact that to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechir HaMalek, you have to have a Zechir B'Peh. So comes the Rambam in the second of the Maamar Kamus and says, V'chei mitzvah say la'avid Zechir HaMalek. That's one of the mitzvahs. A mitzvah say Lizkor Tumid Maisev Aroim Varivasaj. That there's another mitzvah, the mitzvah of Zechir HaMalek, where a person has to remember all the time Maisev HaMalek. Kedel Orei Vaso. Shenema Zochar Sasha'asa L'Chamalek. Bipi Hashemol Lamdu. We have a tradition that Zochar is Bepeh Vasishkach Malev, according to Gemara Maseches Megillah. Sha'asa Lishkach Evasa Vasinasa. There are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Lav of Losishkach, which one can technically fulfill by just making sure he doesn't have Shichas HaLev. Then there's an additional mitzvah pair of Zechir HaMalek. So the Rambam, in introducing this mitzvah of Zechir HaMalek, the Rambam said an interesting word. The Rambam says, mitzvah say, Lizkor Tamid Maisev Aron Varivasai. The Rambam says that one is mechuyav to remember Amalek all the time. So what does that mean? That means the person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, has to be walking around talking about Amalek. It gets a little bit boring after a little while. So Mustama, the Rambam understood, what this means is, this is like a mitzvah to Dirios. There are many mitzvahs that the Rambam lists, which are mitzvahs which are really supposed to be performed at all times. It means there's a mitzvah of Avas Hashem, and a mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. It means a person has to bamish 24 hours a day thinking about Avas Hashem. That's a gevalka thing. Halavai, we could all be like that. Shvis Hashem and Egdi Samen. But Mustama, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is that on all occasions, it means you can't say that there's only a mitzvah of Avas Hashem once a week. There's only a mitzvah of Avas Hashem 3 days a year. The mitzvah of Avas Hashem is all the time. Whenever a person is involving themselves in the yonim of Avas Hashem, that's considered to be a mitzvah. Or let's say the Rambam speaks about the mitzvah of Yira Shemayim, or the mitzvah of Amunah Bashem, all these types of mitzvahs. These are mitzvahs where a person is supposed to constantly be reinforcing. So there's no zman mesuyim for these mitzvahs. The more the merrier, the more you do. So the more the kiyum this is. So Mustama, that's what the Rambam seems to be saying when it comes to Zechir HaMalek also, that according to the Rambam, there's no time in the clock when to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechir HaMalek. There's no Shabbos during the year, and there's no day during the year. There's no hour on the clock. It's all the time, whenever you get the urge to speak about Amalek, the more you speak about the sugi of Amalek, so the more the better. That's what the Rambam seems to understand this mitzvah, and the Gemara's Chiddush in Maseches Megillah is that in contrast to, let's say, to Avas Hashem, which is a mitzvah Shebalev, in contrast to Yirah Shemayim, or Tamuna Bashem, which are all mitzvah shebalev. So the mitzvah of zechiras amalek is more than just the mitzvah shebalev. It's a mitzvah shebepeh, it's a mitzvah shebedivor, but it's different than kiddush. Kiddush on Shabbos is only once a week. You don't have to walk around saying kiddush the whole week. Kiddush is once a week. Or zechiras yetzias mitzrayim is once a day and once a night, and that's all. You don't have to do it more than that. But zechiras amalek is the more you do, so the more the greater kiyum that it is. But you can't focus in. You can't link it to any particular day or any particular hour. It's a mitzvah basically of liskot tamid ma'isav aron to speak about it whenever one is able to. So this understanding of the mitzvah of zechiras amalek is fundamentally different than other rishonim have. Take a look at the third of the Rambamos. There is a sugya in Maseches Megillah where the Gemara speaks about different mitzvahs. There are some mitzvahs that you have to perform dafka b'lashon hakodesh, and there are other mitzvahs that you have to that you're able to perform in other lashonos. So the Gemara in the middle of the sugya in Megillah daf Yud Zayin speaks about the following: what's the status of kol Torah kula? Is kol Torah kula b'chol lashon emra? Is kol Torah kula b'lashon hakodesh emra? So the rishonim have a lot of problems. What does the words mean? The Gemara speaks about certain parshas in the Torah, about parshas chalitza and parshas bikurim, and the mitzvah of kiddush and the mitzvah of kriyishma. Then the Gemara talks about kol Torah kula, other things in the Torah. So what are these other things? So Rashi and that Gemara says kol Torah kula b'chol lashon emra, kol Torah kula b'lashon hakodesh emra is a machlokes. It's about leaning. What's the din? In order to fulfill the mitzvah of kriyas haTorah, so do you have to lay in dafka b'lashon hakodesh, or can you even lay in other languages? So on that comment of Rashi, when Rashi explains kol Torah kula b'chol lashon emra, so Tosa says pirsha kodesh shenitna likros b'chol lashon shirotz likros b'sefer Torah v'kasha shere kriyas haTorah einim in haTorah ela midrabanan. Tosa says that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is having a machlokes on a level of the araisa. The Gemara is quoting psukim where the kol Torah kula is b'chol lashon emra, kol Torah kula is lashon kodesh emra. So if the Gemara is referring to the mitzvah of kriyas haTorah that we know of, the mitzvah of laning, that's not a mitzvah in haTorah. That's only a mitzvah midrabanan. Seems to be a machlokes in the Gemara, in the Bavli, in the Rishonim, who exactly instituted Kriyas HaTorah. Was it Tekhanas Moshe? Was it Tekhanas Ezra? But nobody says that Kriyas HaTorah is Deraisa, claims Tosfos. So Rashi probably said, yeah, the Kriyas HaTorah may really be Deraisa. There's a Ramban HaTorah that says that the mitzvah of Mikra Kodesh on Shabbos and Yom Tov means that you have to get everybody together to read Divrei Torah and to daven together, to come to shul on Shabbos. That's the mitzvah deraisa. To come to shul during the week, that's also important. It's only midrabanan. To come to shul on Shabbos and to say Dvarim Shebekdusha and to lay and to have a whole ceremony of Katsheu b'Dvarim Shebekdusha, that's the din min haTorah on Shabbos. So according to the Ramban, and there is Dvarites like that in Maseches Megillah also, that there is a notion of Kriyas HaTorah deraisa. And maybe the laying on Monday and Thursday is only midrabanan, maybe the laying on Shabbos is really deraisa. But Tosfos didn't buy that. Tosfos said the Kriyas HaTorah Hakol Mikol Kol is only midrabanan. So if Kriyas HaTorah is only midrabanan, what does the Gemara mean? The Kol HaTorah Kulu B'Cholosha Nemra, Kol HaTorah Kulu B'Losha Kodesh Nemra. So Tosfos, that's other pshatim in the Gemara. But in the middle of that kasha, that they jump on Rashi and say that it can't be Rashi's pshat, it can't be referring to laning, because everybody knows that laning is only midrabanan. So Tosfos says all laning is only midrabanan. The one small exception, Levad Mipasha Zocha David Derai. So comes Tosfos and says that Pasha Zochor, by the way, for good luck, Pasha Zochor happens to be Deraisa. But any other Kriyas HaTorah is for sure only going to be Midrabanan. Where in the world the Tosfos know that Pasha Zochor is going to be Deraisa? So obviously, Tosfos based himself in the first one of the Marmakamas, in the Sugi Maseches Megillah. Tosfos is understanding that when the Gemara says that Zochor, Yochab Balev, Tamaloma B'Peh, that you have to mamish be Zocher B'Peh, so the Gemara seems to be assuming that it's not enough just to be Peter, but you need even more than that, because let's not forget the context of that original sugya was that what's the makor that you have to lay in the Megillah mitoch haksav, that it's not enough to fulfill Kriyas HaMegillah just by saying the words, you have to read the words mitoch haksav. The makor was from Amalek, because it says Yom Ha'il Nizgar V'Nasim, and it says Ksov Zol Zikaron Basefer. So just as the Kriyas HaMalek is Basefer, so too Kriyas HaMegillah is also Basefer. So Tosfos seems to understand that when the Gemara says that Zechiras HaMalek is Basefer, the Gemara doesn't just mean referring to that pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach, Ksov Zosi Karan Basefer, which the original meaning of that pasuk meant that Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to write it into the Sefer Torah, but no, that the Gemara is understanding this in a halachic sense, that you have to have Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tochah Sefer, and you have to have Mitzvah Zechiras HaMalek B'Tochah Sefer also. So Tosfos is looking around and saying, wait a second, when do we fulfill this mitzvah? When is it that we lay in Parsha Zohar? When do we speak about the Maisa Malik Mitocha Sefer? That's only once a year. That's Parsha Zohar. So comes Tosfos and put two and two together and says, hey, wait a second. That mitzvah derais of Zechiras HaMalek, which requires a Sefer Torah, when do we ever fulfill that? So there happens to be a Mishnah, Maseches Megillah, that says of Arba Parshas, that there's a din that you have to lay in Parsha Shkolim, Parsha Zocha, Parsha Sparnach, Chodesh. The Chum tells and says, the lady of Parsha Zocha that the Gemara was describing was not just a cute thing to speak about Amalek right before Purim. It's more than that. That's the mitzvah, the araisa of the Chiras Amalek. And according to Tosfos, that we should talk about Amalek the rest of the year. That's nice, but that's not the parsha, the mitzvah of Zohar. Whereas according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Zohar does not require a Sefer Torah, and the mitzvah of Zohar is not once a year. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Zohar is all the time, whenever you get a chance, talking about Amalek. According to the Rambam, we're fulfilling the mitzvah deraisa of the Chiras Amalek right now. Whereas according to Tosfos, the mitzvah of Zohar is dafka mitaycha Sefer Torah. But lachor, there's another question that has to be understood. According to Shitas HaTosfos, that Parsha Zohar requires that the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMelech requires a Sefer Torah, it has to be mamish mitoch haksav. But how did Tosfos know that the mitzvah is once a year? It means Bishlam, according to the Rambam, the Torah doesn't say when to do Zechiras HaMelech, so the Rambam understood. The Torah doesn't say otherwise, it's a mitzvah Tadir. The mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah is only a specific time because the Torah says 7 days. The mitzvah of Kiddush and Shabbos, the Torah says only once a week. But here the Torah doesn't say when to do it, so the Rambam understood it. The Torah doesn't tell you, so it means basically all the time. But according to Tosfos, who says that the mitzvah is a kriya mitoch ha-sefer, and you're only fulfilling that mitzvah once a year, every year, how do you know once a year? Where did that shir once a year come from? So the emes is that there are some Rishonim who never heard of this idea of once a year. The Sefer Chinuch, if you take a look at the fourth of the Ramakamos, so we skip to the third line of Sefer Chinuch. We'll go back to the first two lines a little bit later. But the Sefer Chinuch at the end of every mitzvah always sums up the mitzvah and says, how often you have to do the mitzvah, who's obligated in the mitzvah. So comes the Sefer Chinuch and says, overall zeh, v'lo zochar b'libo v'kar v'piv me'ola masha'asa malach l'Yisrael, bitel esei zeh. Says the Sefer Chinuch, if a person never read the Peh, ever in his entire life, he never read Parsha Zochar, then he's mevatel this mitzvah d'oraisa. So you get the obvious conclusion from the Sefer Chinuch that he holds Akasha, such a gavalik Akasha, that the answer is Tosfos is wrong. That the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMelech is not once a year, every year. The mitzvah of Zechiras HaMelech is once in a lifetime. Like we have other mitzvahs like that. For example, the Torah says you have to write a Sefer Torah. That's the last mitzvah in the Torah. So nobody says you have to write a Sefer Torah every day of your life, once a week, once a month, once a year. No, you have to write a Sefer Torah once in your lifetime, and you fulfill that mitzvah. So comes the Sefer Chinuch, says that's the idea of Parsha Zohar also. There's a mitzvah of Zechiras HaMelech. It has to be maybe Taka Mitoch Sefer Torah, maybe yeah, maybe no. It has to be the Teh, but it only has to be once in your lifetime. We all know that we learn Parsha Zohar every year, so the Sefer Chinuch holds that's the mitzvah of the Rabbanan. That's like the Dalat Parsha. It's like Parsha Shkolim is also not a mitzvah deraisa. Parsha Chodesh is also not deraisa. Parsha Par is probably also not deraisa. So it comes to Sefer Chinuch says it was a takanas hacham to lay in four parshas during the year that correspond to the different yon of the yom. So Parsha Shkolim is because they used to be collect Shkolim in Chodesh Adar, and Parsha Chodesh is to get you ready for Pesach, and Parsha Par is to get you tar in order to bring a Korban Pesach, and Parsha Zachar is because since the idea of Purim speaks about the downfall of Amalek, so Parsha Zachar was thrown in for good luck. Also speaks about the destruction of Amalek. But in terms of the mitzvah, the arise of Zechiras, nice Amalek, so the Sefer Chinuch holds the year of a mitzvah. The first time you have Parsha Zachar, you yaitse the mitzvah, and everything else is just a mitzvah with the Rabbanim. I remember one time I told that there was a bar mitzvah kid. He just turned bar mitzvah like the day before Parsha Zohar. So I told him, pay careful attention. This is it. According to the Sefer Chinuch, this is it. Next year is only the Rabbanan for you. This is your mitzvah deraisa of Parsha Zohar. So there are three different shittas in the Rishonim how to understand what the mitzvah deraisa of Zechiras HaMelech is. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah mamish all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whenever you do it, you eat the mitzvah. But it doesn't require a Sefer Torah. According to Tosfos, it's linked to once a year, every year, and Parsha does require a Sefer Torah. Whereas according to the Sefer Chinuch, it's once in a lifetime, and everything after that is only a mitzvah midirabanan. So, but still, we're still not sure where in the world the Tosfos get the idea of once a year from. Where does that come from? So the standard Acharonim writes that Mestama Tosfos understood that it's based on a cloud that appears in Nuchas Avelos, that Shir Shichu Yir Beis Chodesh. We know that the halach is that a person in Rechman Lutzlan observes Avelos for 12 months for a parent because the memory is still fresh in a person's mind. It doesn't mean that they totally forget it after a year, but the Gemara says that a mace is Mishtakech Min Alev after 12 months. That's already the next year, the next cycle, the person tends to start to forget things. So some wanted to argue that's how Tosfos understood that there's a din of Ein Shir Shicha Yir Beis Chodesh here also. When it comes to other mitzvahs of Zechira, let's say Zechira Shabbos, the Torah gives you a specific zman when the mitzvah is. When it comes to Zechira Shabbos Mitzrayim, the Torah gives you a specific zman when the mitzvah is. Here, the Torah links the mitzvah of Zechira to the mitzvah of Lo Tishkach. The Torah doesn't say by Shabbos, Lo Sishkach as a Shabbos. The Torah doesn't say, Lo Sishkach Yetzias Mitzrayim. Here the Torah spells out and says, remember Amalek. Then the Torah throws in, and for good luck, not only do you have to remember Amalek, but don't forget Amalek. So our Gemara sounds, the Gemara Masechet Megillah sounds like these are two different mitzvahs. The Lo Sishkach is a mitzvah b'lev, and the Chir is a mitzvah peh. They happen to both be mitzvahs that you perform with Amalek. So the Acharonim explained that, no, according to Tosfos, maybe it's more than that. Maybe the mitzvah of Lo Sishkach is like defining the mitzvah of Zechira. It means the Torah says, remember Amalek, but doesn't tell you when to remember Amalek. So it doesn't say, Kol Yimecha Yecha, like it says by Yetzias Mitzrayim. It doesn't say, Zochas Yom HaShabbos HaKatcha, like it says by Shabbos. So how do you know? How do you know what to define the mitzvah of Zechira? So the Sefer Chinuch understood. There is no definition. The Sefer Chinuch held that Lo Sishkach L'chud and Zechira L'chud. But the Tosfos seems to understand now that Lo Sishkach is an integral part of the mitzvah of Zechira, and that defines for us how often the Zechira has to be. The Zechira has to be once a year. And how do you know this idea that Shir Shichah Yud Beis Chodesh is just almost a psychological thing? Or there's something more to it than that? So there's a Ramban al HaTorah that seems to say that the makor for the notion of Shir Shichah Yud Beis Chodesh comes from a Din Min HaTorah that appears in the end of Sefer Vayikra. The Torah says that there's a halacha that if a person sells his house in a walled city, so he's allowed to redeem it for a year. Yavim ti egula so. And if a year passes by and he doesn't redeem it, so then he doesn't have a right to force the person. The guy wants to sell it back, matzayif, but he doesn't have that tzchus of geula, the fact that I'm allowed to force you to sell the house back to me, that disappears after a year. So the Ramban says, why is that? Why is the Torah give such a strange din, the yom tiagula, so that for 1 year you have a right to redeem it? So the Ramban says that the Torah understood that the person sold his house. So Nebuch, you know, he feels, it's a rachmanis on the guy, he was short on funds, so he had to sell his house. So the Torah gives him a break, that if it's still, you know, he sold his house a week ago and he gets a little bit of money, he can buy it back. A month, 6 months, 10 months, whatever. Once a year has passed, and the guy forgot his house already. If he doesn't, he's not misyachis to it anymore. The guy's already been misyachis from ever getting back to his house anymore. So that pain, that initial pain of Nebuch being kicked out of his house, doesn't exist anymore, because shir shichah yud beis chodesh, because he's already forgotten already, it's already dimmed, the memory of his house is already dimmed. So that's what the Torah said, the shir of yomim tiagul also. So the Chassam Sofer picked up in the Ramban. The Chassam Sofer says, that Ramban tucked away in Parshas Bahar, talking about Geulas Batim, that's a Din Min HaTorah of Kol Torah Kula. That's the Shir Yud Beis Chodesh, Shir Shichah Yud Beis Chodesh. That's going to chapter in Afkamina when it comes to Parshas Zachar as well. There are contradictions within the Chassam Sofer about if you take this notion very seriously, that Shir Shichah Yud Beis Chodesh, that's the Kaveya, the Parshas Zachar has to be once a year. You have a problem, like this year was a leap year, so there have been 13 months since we lain Parshas Zachar left. So there's one place the Chassam Sofer apparently said that when you lain Parshas Kisetze this past year, it's already too late for everyone, 6 months ago, you had to have in mind when you're laying Parshas Kisetze to be Yaitse Parshas Zachar, because otherwise 12 months are going to pass. And another place the Chassam Sofer says it's not true.
Right.
Right, I mean, Tosfos is writing, you know, Lishna. Tosfos is writing just, you know,
But, I mean, why is Tosfos
there? I mean, why does Tosfos... No. Everyone agrees to that. I mean, Lamaista, there was a mitzvah there. According to Tosfos, there was a mitzvah there raised in Parshas Zachar way before Purim was instituted. So what did they do from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until they laned it once a year, whenever they laned it. They laned it in September. I don't know, whenever they decided to lane. When they got the Parshas Kisetze, they said they laned it. I don't know. But it's the Chassam Sofer, in at least not one place the Chassam Sofer is telling us that you could, it doesn't have to be Parshas Zachar, as long as it's those words, that's also acceptable. This idea that there may be real mitzvah d'oraisa of laying Parshas Zachar once a year, that you're not supposed to have a year go by, so this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that's what we generally assume. We make such a to-do in yeshivas, and make such a tataram about Parshas Zachar d'oraisa when all the bachur have to stay in yeshiva. So that places all that way. According to the Ram, according to Sefer Chinuch, you just have to say the first year you're in yeshiva. After that, you don't have to stay anymore, because afterwards it's only midrabanan. But this idea is based on Tosa sheet, and this has been incorporated la'alacha. That's what we generally assume la'alacha. Like the Shulchan Aruch, who follows sheet, is Tosa, that Parshas Zachar once a year really is d'oraisa. If he doesn't have Pashas, you are Yotze, yeah. The Pashas is that you are Yotze, even if you don't understand it. You are Yotze, yeah. The Pashas is that you are Yotze. The Mishabura, in the fifth of the Mishabura quotes an interesting machlokes that he had with the Magen Avram, assuming that this is true, like this Psach of the Shulchan Aruch following Tosfos, that there is a mitzvah deraisa to be a Parsha Zohar once a year. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, a Parsha Zohar yotze api adchak, v'mashi yishma akriya b'purim parshas v'yavu amalek. This is a quote from the Magen Avraham, that let's say a person missed shul, he woke up late and they don't have 15 leanings, or he's sick, he didn't make the shul the Shabbos. So comes the Magen Avraham and says, oh, all right, so come to shul on Purim. So 3 days later, so you'll hear Vayavu Amalek. The Bezeh Nami Zoycha Maisei Amalek. Lamaise tells the story, so why should that be good? To Yotzi Dechavosai. So what's the Yom of the Yotzi Midaraisa? Means he won't Yotzi the Tekhanas Tachom of Dama Parshiyas. Okay, no, Tishkefelach. But the Mitzvah Deraisa is the Chiris Amalek, but Yotzi. Vihinei says the Mishnah Berurah L'may Dekayim Alon Liel B'Simin Samach the Mitzvah Strichas Kavana. We happen to paskin that mitzvahs require Kavana, at least by Derais, but for sure paskin that way. Yetzorech be'eish Shemias Parsha Zu L'chavin L'teis B'zeh Mitzvah Seishal Zohar. So then you have to have in mind when you're hearing the laning on Purim, not just time that you're standing in shul and listening to Vayavu Amalek. You have to have in mind Hinei Yimuchel Mizum L'shem Parsha Zohar L'shem Mitzvah Deraisa of Zechirias Amalek. And the Parsha says you have to tell the Bakari that also, because the din is that in order to be able to a mitzvah, you need kavanah sashemeh v'hamashmiah. So if you hold that you have to have kavanah for the particular mitzvah that you're about to be able to, it's not enough just that the fact the guy knows that he's laning. He thinks he's laning Parshas V'yavu Amalek for Kriyas HaTorah Purim. He doesn't realize that there's a guy in the audience who has to hear Parshas Zohar Midaraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah makes the fuss out of this. Mishnah Berurah says if you really want to be able to with Parshas V'yavu Amalek, so everyone's got to be keyed into this. So the Makari should know this, and the individual should know this. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, Avalafini is daiti. He thinks that he's not so convinced that this is true. Ika dina shel Magen Avraham tzarchiyun. That maybe this whole chiddush of the Magen Avraham that you could be yotze the mitzvah of Parsha Zohar with Vayavu Amalek is questionable. Daksiv b'Torah, Zohar se shalach Amalek, asher koach v'derech mezanim v'chadaram, timcha v'gamadi. At the very end of the Parsha, it says, timcha zeich Amalek, v'akavana, shalo lishkoach ma sha'asa lanu Amalek, v'nisap alon l'vanein lo darosenu, lo v'lem kakos alon arosha. And here's the punchline: "Lekach nitzavino limchol seshmel kosh kasam Ramban b'viuro v'zelon niska b'parshas v'yavu Amalek." Comes the Mishnah Berurah as a tain in the Magen Avraham. The mitzvah of zechiras Amalek doesn't just mean to remember in the past Amalek did something to us. Very good. They tried to destroy us 3,500 years ago and end the story. That's not the end of the story. The end of the story is, and therefore we have to react. Timcha zecher Amalek. Therefore we have a mitzvah of milchemas Amalek. So the Mishnah Berurah says that notion of milchemas Amalek does not appear in Parshas v'yavu Amalek. It says Mechamel Hashem b'Amalek. That's very nice, but it doesn't talk to us. The mitzvah Mechemes Amalek only appears in Parshas Kisei, Timcha Zecher Amalek. So the Mishnah Berurah understood that Zechiras Amalek is not an independent mitzvah. Zechiras Amalek is a lead up, it's a forerunner to the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek or Mechemes Amalek. So just to mention the Ma'is Amalek without making at least a note of the fact that there's a mitzvah of Timcha Zecher Amalek, the Mishnah Berurah says that's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah, Ikechasa Min HaSefer. And the Magen Avraham clearly disagreed. The Magen Avraham understood, Hai Mitzvah L'chud, Hai Mitzvah L'chud. There's a mitzvah Mechias Amalek. We're not going to do it anyway, Mechias Amalek. There are no Amalekim. They haven't been around for thousands of years, Amalekim. So the Magen Avraham says, we're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah Mechias Amalek. We're not interested in that mitzvah anymore. We're interested in the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. So Zechiras Amalek, you remembered, you spoke about, we read Mitzvah Sefer Torah, what Amalek did, what else could you possibly want? So this is really a fundamental machlokes, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, the relationship or lack thereof between these two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Zechirah and the mitzvah of Mechamah. So we find an interesting thing that there are three mitzvahs that the Torah gives us concerning Amalek. There's a mitzvah of Los Tishkach, there's a mitzvah of Zachar, and there's a mitzvah of Mechamah. So how do we understand the relationship between these different mitzvahs? So we already saw previously that there was a machlokes, seemed to be machlokes harishonim, is there a relationship between Los Tishkach and Zachar? That according to Tosfos, Los Tishkach was the definition of Zachar. Los Tishkach was Megala, what Zachar meant. And the Rambam said, no, not necessarily. That's Los Tishkach Lechud and Zachar Lechud. Then you have a further machlokes in the Magen Avraham in the Mishnah Berurah, is there a relationship between Zechiras Amalek and Mechemes Amalek? So if you put together all these relationships, so it could be, if Tosfos is right and the Mishnah Berurah is right, so then the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek does not stand by itself. It's not just stam a mitzvah bi'alma to be, remember what Amalek said. No. The mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, after they understood in the context of Shichas Amalek, the Shichas Amalek is Megala to me, the Zman HaMitzvah, and then it has to further be understood in the context of Mechemes Amalek. Mechemes Amalek is going to be Megala to me, not when I'm going to do the mitzvah, but it's going to be Megala to me, how I'm going to do the mitzvah, what Nusach I'm going to use, what text is going to be acceptable text for the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. So you have some Rishonim who say Zechiras Amalek stands by itself. None of the other aspects of Amalek shed any light on the mitzvah of Zechira, not in terms of time, not in terms of Nusach. The mitzvah in and of itself. And then you have this notion of Tosis combined with the Mishnah Berurah that the Zechiras HaMalek very much depends on the other mitzvahs. The other mitzvahs are what gives it its teeth. That we don't know what the Zechiras HaMalek means. The Torah says, remember HaMalek, talk about HaMalek. We have no clue when to talk about it. We have no clue what to say. So according to Tosfos, the mitzvah of Lo Sishkach tells us when to perform the mitzvah, and the mitzvah of Milchamas HaMalek tells us what we have to speak about. So this Machlokes Mishnah Berurah in the Magen Avraham really goes way beyond just what the particular nusach is, but it talks about really the very essence of the mitzvah. Namely, this idea that the Mishnah Berurah makes a big emphasis on, that the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek has to lead to Milchamas HaMalek, and if you don't mention Milchamas HaMalek, you're not really Yotzei. This is really the root of the issue that's mentioned in the fourth of the Ramah Makomos, in the beginning of that Marah Makom. That's the beginning of the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch has a big chiddush, v'noheges mitzvah zu b'chamakom v'chol zman, b'zecharim, ki lehem la'asos ha'mulchama, v'nikmas ha'oyev lo l'nashim. The Sefer HaChinuch has a chiddush that doesn't appear in the Gemara, that the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek only was given to men and was not given to women. Now the reason why the Sefer HaChinuch said this is nothing to do with mitzvah sasei shazman grama, because mitzvah sasei shazman grama, it's not man grama. Even according to Tosfos, who says that the mitzvah is once a year, but it's not a particular time during the year. Midrabanan, you lay it the week before Purim, but as the Chassam Sofer said, you can really do it in September also. So midaraisa, it's clearly not a zman grama. Even if it's once a year, that's called zman grama, and it can be done at any time during the course of the year. So the only reason why the Sefer HaChinuch could have possibly exempted women from the mitzvah of Parshas Zachar is because it's milchama oriented, and he's assuming two things. He's assuming, number one, that that's true, that Parshas Zachar is supposed to lead up to milchama, and number two, he's assuming that women are in fact pturos from milchama. So neither of those statements are necessarily a muskam. The fact that the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek is linked to Milchamas HaMalek, what we just saw in a minute ago, the Magen Avraham didn't think that. The Magen Avraham thought they're two independent mitzvahs. It was the Mishnah Berurah who thought of that. Mishnah Berurah was going to be ikvos to Sefer HaChinuch that the two mitzvahs are related to one to another. But even if that's true, even aniach that the Sefer HaChinuch and the Mishnah Berurah write that there is a link between the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek and the mitzvah of Milchamas HaMalek, who said that women are pturos from the mitzvah of Milchamas HaMalek? So there is a famous Gemara, Masechet Sota, where the Gemara draws a distinction between different types of Milchamas. There's Milchamas Rishos and Milchamas Mitzvah. So the Gemara says that all the pturim, all the people who are exempt from the draft that appear in Parsha Shoftim, Me'ish, Abanabayas, Lochanacho, Eres Ish, etc., all those long list of people who are part of going to Milchama. So the Gemara says, B'med, the Ramamurim, that's only by Milchamas Rishos. But by Milchamas Mitzvah, so none of those pturim apply. The famous story once about Rav Chaim and I think it was in Brisk. They were the people in Brisk were weren't from, so they're trying to make fun of the Torah. So they put on a play. I think I must have told it here. I heard it somewhere else. Okay. So they put on a play. So the play was supposed to be a shtach on the Torah. This is the Torah's version of a war. So what do they have? They have 100 people on stage. You know, able-bodied, strong men. And an old man with a long white beard comes out. He's the Mashiach Milchama. And he gets up and he reads, Mi'ayish, Hashem, Banabayis, whoever built the house, go. So 10 people leave. So then, who was the person who planted a vineyard? Another 25 people leave. Who just got married? And then he announces, Mi'ayish, Hayarev, Achalev, who's afraid to go to war? So another 50 people walk out. And who's left? These two old people with the old Mekoh and Mashiach Milchama and the two old Heiliger Tzadikim who are left. They finish building houses, they finish getting married already, they don't have any Averis beyond them, so they're going to go out to go to war. So that was the big leitzanus on the Torah. And then the curtain dropped. So they came to Reb Chaim, and they said to Reb Chaim, you have to make a macha, they're making such a leitzanus out of the Torah. So Reb Chaim says, 100% right, it's not a leitzanus. He said, the only thing is that when you show, you go to a show, so you have to show part two, you have to show act two. So he said, act two is that those two old men with the long white beards win the war. So he says, 100% right. That's Takamat Allah is. That Mi'isha B'Avanabayis Lochanach, etc. So, but the Gemara inside that says, it's only true by Mechemes Rishos. It's not true by Mechemes Mitzvah. The Mechemes Mitzvah, the Gemara says, everybody has to go. Afilu Chosan Me'chedro V'Kala Mechel Pasa. That's the Lashon HaGemara. So the question is, what does that mean? Afilu Kala Mechel Pasa. So the simple reading of the Gemara is, Afilu Kala Mechel Pasa means that the Kalas have to go out also. They have to also go and fight. So the Radvaz writes, that's not what it means. What it means is that it can mean one of two things. Either it can mean that Kal Michaposa means that she has to go and Misafkos Mayim and Mazel, that the women they have to cook, they have to do other things, they have to do those parts of the job in the Muhamma that the men aren't going to do. Or, Afilu Chosan Mechedra V'Kal Michaposa means that the Chosan's leaving the Chuppah. So what's the kala going to do? She's going to stand there by herself under the chuppah. What's she going to do under the chuppah? So mela, she's going to leave the chuppah. It doesn't mean that she's going to leave the chuppah to go to the front lines. It means she's going to leave the chuppah because of mela, her husband's out at war. So however you slice it, there are, even though the Gemara and Sota sounds a little bit like the Nashim are also chayavos in Mechemes Mitzvah, so the Rishonim assume not the way. The Sefer Chinuch assumes not the way. The Rav Vaz assumes not the way. That's what most of the Rishonim seem to assume, that the women are pturos from Mechem, even from Mechemes Mitzvah. So if this is true, that women are pturos from Mechemes Mitzvah, and the Sefer Chinuch is right that Zechira and Mechama go hand in hand, so the Sefer Chinuch with the Gevaldik Chiddush, that women are in fact pturos from the Mitzvah of Parsha Zachar. So this fits nicely into the Mishnah Berurah. The Magen Avraham clearly would disagree with this. How do we pass in Lalach and friends we are? So the Shaila, we're not exactly sure what the din is. That's why some poskim felt that we know what the din is. Some poskim said we pass like the Sefer Chinuch finished that women up to us, and others said we're not so convinced that that's right. Maybe the Magen Avraham's right that the mitzvahs are unrelated to one another. That has led to the minhag that's developed over in the last several years already. That the notion of a second Parsha Zohar, that the lame Parsha Zohar second time around, it could also be for the men who may come late who missed the first Parsha Zohar, but it was primarily instituted in many shuls for the women who come who aren't able to make it to shul on time. So that's assuming that at least misafik women are chayavos in Parsha Zohar, and they're mechar. What?
Not here.
They don't lay Parsha Zohar. There's no second Parsha. They don't lay it after davening. Well, they don't do it anymore. Okay. Well, okay. Okay, I think Ramesh said no. Also, I think Ramesh was also against it. So, but okay, other shuls. There are other shuls around in Bergen County and other places that. What? Okay. In the wire-based measures, they do it. They do lay in. They do lay in after. They do lay in the second time. So I thought that a possible ha'ara. I thought of a couple of years ago that. If a woman comes to shul on Purim morning and she hears Parshas V'yavo Amalek, so then she's home free l'chol adayas. One, this machlekes in the Chinuch and the others, whether women are chayavos or pturos from Parshas Zachar, and the machlekes in Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah, whether you can be yotzei Parshas Zachar with V'yavo Amalek, is really tali zebezet. The same shaila. The shaila is, how do you understand the relationship or lack thereof between Zechiras Amalek and Mechemes Amalek? Do you say that Zechiras Amalek, the nature of the mitzvah is to lead to Muhammad, you say it's a mitzvah b'fnei atma. If you hold it's a mitzvah b'fnei atma, so that's the reason why women are chayavos. If that's true, that it's a mitzvah b'fnei atma, there's no reason to disqualify v'yavo amalek. So the Magen Avraham is 100% right. So you could be yotzei with v'yavo amalek. The Mishnah Berurah who disqualified v'yavo amalek because he held that the mitzvah of zechira is linked to the mitzvah of Muhammad. So if that's true, that the mitzvah of zechira is linked to the mitzvah of Muhammad, so then women are taka pturos. So even though the Mishnah Berurah had a tain against the Magen Avraham, how can you dare let people be yotzei Parshas Zachar with Vayavo Amalek? That was a tain for men shouldn't be yotzei with Vayavo Amalek, but for a woman to be yotzei with Vayavo Amalek, I thought Mamar Shach is good. Either she's totally ptura from the mitzvah, or even our Tzav she's chayavos in the mitzvah, she could for sure be yotzei with Vayavo Amalek. That was Lafinia's daiti, that if a woman misses the second Parshas Zachar, or if there is no second Parshas Zachar, and she feels bad about it, so if she wants to come to shul Purim morning, she has to hear the Megillah anyway, so let her come to shul Purim morning, so she'll hear Vayavo Amalek. So Vayavo Amalek, we're still Mamar Shach is going to be yotzei. She should have in mind to be yotzei. And usually, very often the Balkari, I know in my shul, they always whisper to the Balkari in Purim morning, just have in mind when you're laying Parshas Vayavo Amalek, just in case there's somebody out there who missed Parshas Zachar, some of the time that should be good enough. This idea that we pass in Shulchan Aruch like Tosfos that Parshas Zachar is really midaraisa, not like the Rambam's version, not like the Sefer Chinuch's version, but every year in, year out, Parshas Zachar is deraisa. So we take this with the utmost seriousness, and that's why we treat Parshas Zachar with all the chumras of deraisas. So one of the chumras of deraisa is the fact that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Nida, when it comes to deraisas, we don't want to rely on the fact that a child is actually bar mitzvah until we know for sure that he's bar mitzvah. The Gemara Nida says that you only become bar mitzvah when you're 13 and you have Beis Iris. You have to develop two pubic hairs in order to really be bar mitzvah min haTorah. So the Gemara says when it comes to mitzvahs derabanan, so we assume there's a chazaka. Once a kid turns 13, mistami has he's already developed properly. But that only works for dinim derabanan. So we let a bar mitzvah kid lay in, and we let him down for the yamud, and we let him count for a minyan, and we let him lead a mezumah, and we let him do everything, because those are all midrabanan. But when it comes to deraisas, we get nervous. That's why the boy just turned bar mitzvah yesterday should not be the Baal Takeh in Rosh Hashanah, or the boy just turned bar mitzvah should not be writing sefer Torah, tefillin and mezuzahs, things of that nature. Shouldn't be baking matzahs, whatever other things that are really required midaraisas. So maybe you have to be careful not to let a child who just turned bar mitzvah do. So the post can point out that Parshas Zachar probably falls into this category also, that a person really should not be the Bakari for Parshas Zachar if he just turned by mitzvah. You have to be really sure that he has simonim. How do you know for sure that the kid has simonim? So the Bangan Avraham, right, if he's reached a point where he has a beard already, so then the Bangan Avraham says, then you know, mamish for sure, the kid has already for sure reached already the point of halachic godless, so that's okay. What if the kid is not? The kid takes a while, so the post can say, you really have to wait until the kid is old enough to be able to really sense that he has Beis Iris. What if the kid himself is smart, he knows the halach already, and he tells you that he has Beis Iris? So there's a whole discussion in the post, we see belief. It's a little bit of a catch-22, because a katan is not believed. So we want to believe him that he's a gadol, but he's telling us that he's a gadol. So where do you start? Do you start or do you end? So that's a shayla in the post. Is that considered to be good enough? So somebody just asked me a shayla about what if the parents themselves come. Just the last week, somebody told me that they're going to a bar mitzvah, that the kid's going to learn Parshas Zohar, because the father knew the halacha. So the father said, yes, okay, I know my kid already has Beis Iris. First of all, that's not so partial that the father's name when the father's Mr. Neirechad, Mr. Akar. I don't know, I'm not sure what all the details of that Shailah are, but that's when the folks can have discussions, detailed discussions, about this halacha that we require a real establishment of the chazacha that he has Beis Iris. This is all working on the assumption that's really a din deraisa. If it wouldn't be deraisa, if the chinuch would be right, if the Rambam would be right, that the whole thing is only midirabanan, so the same way we let the kid lane Parshas Vayikra, so we'll let him lane Parshas Zachar also. So I know Maisa Rav, I know by Rabbi Willig, two bar mitzvahs like this, that Rafal and Moshe's bar mitzvah was like this, and Simcha's bar mitzvah was like this. Both of them were in Parshas Zachar, so in both cases, the bar mitzvah bacher laying the parsha, and Rabbi Willig laying the mafkir. Somebody else, the regular bakari, laying the mafkir, because when it comes to Parshas Zachar, so you don't want to take any chances. So this is all assuming like this. You said that Parshas Zachar is deraisa. That's what I'm going to give. The follower says in the Shulchan Aruch to treat Parshas Zachar with all the chumras of deraisa.
Yeah, Macy Gordon wouldn't let.